One, two, three, four. Right, if there is a group of men in town you don't particularly like them, they all stick pretty close together, and one night all these men went to a party, if somebody asks you who was there, you might say, oh, the whole
gang.
The whole gang. All right. That's any other way of saying that you could think of?
Well, they'd have an expression made, that old crowd of crooks were down there, but most of the time it's just that gang, the whole gang.
Hey, you call a party with music where people move around on the floor together?
Well, you call that a dancing party. There's some folks, I believe we were talking something here one time about hold down and break down and things like that.
All right, and someone asks you what time your daughter is through work in the afternoon, they'd say, you would say, oh, school at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
How would you say that?
I'd say school is out at 4 o'clock. She'd probably be here 5 after 4.
All right. Any other way of saying school is out, would you say school
will be out at the same time?
All right. And what about you talking to a little boy during summer vacation? And you ask him when he has to go back to school. You might say, when does school
start again?
All right. And if the little boy didn't go to school one day, and he was supposed to, you know, it was a Monday, how would you say that? What did he do?
I said, did you play hooky today? Oh, boy, you're sick.
All right. And this matter of going to school is said to be the process of getting an
education.
And after high school, students who are going to continue their education go to
college.
And when it's a little child, 5 or 6 years old, they say they're going to school for the first time. They're usually in the
kindergarten.
First
grade.
All right. And at school, he will sit at a
desk.
And if there's more than one desk, you say there are several
desks.
And if you go to the building downtown where books are lent, you call that
the library.
And the place where you go to mail a letter is the
post office.
And if you're traveling and you're going to stay overnight in a town and you go to a building for that purpose, it's a
motel or a hotel.
And a place where you might go to see a play or perhaps a movie is called
a theater or a community building such as that, a auditorium.
And if you become sick and the doctor says, well, we want you to get some special help, you go to the
hospital.
And the woman that helps take care of you is called
a nurse.
And if you're going to ride the train somewhere, you go to the
train station.
And what about I don't think that Thomaston has one, but some small towns have an open space, maybe a square in the center, and there's grass and so forth. What would you call that? Do you have a word for maybe the grass and little benches and trees?
Well, that, let's see now. We never did have a square place fixed in Thomas. It's always been around there, but some other little towns had those places and in my traveling around, and it's like you said, they'd be betwixt the street, there'd be just grass, and there they had beaches in there, and there's shade trees along there, and all I ever heard it called was one or two times I was down there in North Carolina.